From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Salt Lake County raised the red, white, and blue Juneteenth flag at a ceremony today, where Mayor Jenny Wilson proclaimed the county's support of the holiday. Juneteenth commemorates the day when the last enslaved people were freed in 1865. KUER's Emily Means takes us to the start of this year's celebration.
Today is Juneteenth Day in Utah.
Betty Sawyer has been running Utah's Juneteenth Freedom and Heritage Festival for 3 decades. But Sawyer says when she moved to the state from Baltimore many years ago, she didn't even know what Juneteenth was.
We celebrated Kente Kunte Day in Maryland. And so once I became involved, it was important that I help educate other people.
Sawyer says this year's festival theme, United in Hope, seems fitting.
We didn't know we were going to be in the midst of COVID-19. We didn't know that we were going to be in the midst of civil unrest.
The recent movement around racial injustice and police reform has led to a greater awareness of the Juneteenth celebration. And there's a push to make it a national holiday. Utah has recognized Juneteenth as a day of observance since 2016, but Sawyer says she wants the state legislature to make it a paid holiday. Emily Means, KUER News.
Today marks the highest number of new COVID-19 cases in a single day in Utah since the start of the pandemic. The Utah Department of Health reported 586 new cases statewide. There were also 3 deaths, all men over the age of 65, 2 in Salt Lake County and 1 in Washington County. That brings Utah's total deaths to 155. There are now 3 counties in the Southwest Health District that are in the green phase of reopening, also known as the new normal. This shift comes even as the region has seen a spike in coronavirus cases. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn cautions residents in the area to continue following health guidelines.
It's just decreasing economic restriction and trying to improve the economic health of a jurisdiction. And so the physical health guidelines are still there for individuals.
The Southwest Health Department announced the biggest increase in new cases today. There were 55 new cases and 9 total deaths there confirmed. Utah ranked first in the nation for total job growth and private sector job growth in May, and for unemployment, it was second. But even as it was doing better than other states, Utah's economy was still contracting. According to the Utah Department of Workforce Services, its total job growth and its private sector job growth were both nearly negative 5% year over year. May's unemployment was 8.5%. 2 sectors did see job gains, construction and financial activities. But the rest of Utah's major industry groups like trade and leisure and hospitality saw losses. Utah Public Schools are celebrating today after lawmakers decided to tap into reserve funds to avoid cuts. As KUER's John Reed reports, only public education and a handful of social services saw a funding increase during yesterday's special session.
Lawmakers will take about a third of the state's reserve funds to keep public schools afloat, adding about $60 in per-student funding, which brings it to just over $3,500, plus $50 million for increased enrollment. It's not what many people had hoped for earlier this year, given the 6% increase lawmakers promised schools before the pandemic, but it's better than expected. The State Education Board was considering ways to cut up to $380 million. Lawmakers say the new budget will position Utah well for recovery, but this is likely the first of several adjustments before the end of the year. John Reed, KUER News.
As Utah begins to divvy up the $1.2 billion it received from the Federal CARES Act, it will earmark some of that money for cultural organizations. The COVID-19 Cultural Assistance Grant Program specifically sets aside $9 million for things like zoos, botanical gardens, and recreation. The Utah Cultural Alliance says it's excited about the money. It notes arts and humanities agencies did not experience many cuts during the special session. An Arizona county assessor at the center of an international adoption fraud case pleaded guilty to human smuggling in Utah today. Paul Peterson is accused of smuggling pregnant women from the Marshall Islands to the United States so they would have their babies here and put them up for adoption. Peterson faces the maximum term of up to 15 years in prison, a $50,000 fine, and forfeiting his law license. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes said in a press conference today that justice will be served.
As Mr. Peterson will be held accountable for his crimes, while his many victims are given some measure of closure in the aftermath of this tragedy.
Peterson also faces charges in Arizona and Arkansas. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Dollard.